Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, this song always puts me in a good mood. And when the Phillies win in the postseason, we are in an ecstatic mood. Look, I think we go to bed happy tonight. I really do. I think we go to bed happy tonight. Aaron Nola, I trust him. Now, the bats in the bullpen right now, they're both, you know, teetering. But hopefully Nola can hold it down enough and you know, even if the bats don't go bonanza tonight, you know, win one of those 4-2 games or something and just, you know, see your way to tomorrow and a chance to close this thing out tomorrow. But we know this, if the Phillies don't win today, then the Mets have a chance to close it out tomorrow. I mean, there's a thin line here between winning and losing. And hopefully tonight the Phillies can get
this
done.
And love and hate, Joe. I don't know if you've known that.
In Love and Hate?
Yeah, there's a thin line.
There is a thin line. You ever see that movie, In Love and Basketball?
Oh, God, yes.
What
great
a movie.
Love
what,
it.
What a...
It's an underrated, excellent movie.
No question about it.
Yep.
It's a great movie.
I've watched it. Watch movies. I've watched it several
people
times.
People rarely talk about that one. You know what people also don't talk enough about? And, John, I know we're fillied up, but just tell me when the appropriate time is to bring this up. That in the last 4 weeks with our NFL picks, I'm 10-2.
Ooh.
What's the right time for that to be said on the air?
I think we just found it. I think that 9:06 was the right time.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying it. I'm just saying tell me when, because you guys
know. Okay, then don't tell us. Keep it to yourself. How about that?
In the last 4 weeks? Well, let's see. You were 1-2, and now you are 8-7. So in the last 4 weeks, you are 7-, let's see. I got to do math here on the air. 7-5. All right. Man, listen, you're above 500 this year.
Might actually have to start listening to you.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I just want people to know, like, when we give you our picks 9 o'clock on Fridays, we're not messing around. I mean, John's above 500, 8-7, the hammer, obviously.
Didn't you pick the London game not realizing it was a London game?
James, that's happened to me a million times. I don't know who's the home team. I don't know who's the road team. But, James, you got to admit, listen.
10-2 is good. I'll give
you credit. Not just that. Through the years, James, wouldn't you say generally, I'm a moneymaker?
I would say that if people took your picks and bet on them, they would be up, not down.
I think so, too. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Hey, reminder, the Odyssey app to hear everything. Everything. The games, the shows, interviews we had from earlier in the day, which, for instance, today have included Ron Jaworski and Brandon Graham and Elliot Sherparks. You can always hear everything, either live or back on delay on the Odyssey app. It's really an amazing thing. Get that app for your phone. Spread the word to your family and friends, particularly people around the nation. You know, if they're not in coverage, in range, if you're not in a traffic jam in the Schuylkill Expressway, but you're in a traffic jam on the, what do they call it, John, the 405 out in L.A., you can listen, but you got to tell that person, hey, listen to WIP if you moved out to L.A. All right. By the way, WIP, Phillies playoff coverage, of course, unfinished business as the Phillies try to claim a championship. What would be their third in franchise history? Coverage is presented by Delaware Valley Honda. Let's go to the phone. Seth in media right now. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Seth.
Yeah, man. I'm pumped up for the game tonight. So, I heard an interesting stat this morning. I'm not sure if you guys already talked about it, but a lot of people call in and talk about how important small ball is and stuff like that. But and granted, you know, the last game they won on a couple of small ball hits, right? But with Bryce Harper, have you guys talked about his stats where he has 12 home runs since 2022 in the postseason? That's the most in baseball.
Jeez. Yeah, we said that yesterday. Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. It's incredible.
Yeah, like the whole thing, like how he pops off. You know how the team pops off when he goes yard. They haven't lost. They haven't lost one of those games, and I just think that's unbelievable. And you know, I I'm hoping tonight you get a little bit more of that luck, and maybe the rest of the guys kind of follow suit. I'm still nervous about the bullpen. No way I'm touching Alvarado. He can get all the reps he wants in practice, but I'm putting strong.
I don't think 100%. He's as disastrous as some people are leading on here. I mean, I know it wasn't his best year, but it's not like Alvarado's a bum. I mean,
we've seen how bad it can be, though. Like the picture in my mind's eye where he's on the mound and he just can't buy a strike. That cannot happen.
To be fair, though, we have seen, and I'm going through some years now, we've seen how great he can be.
I know. That, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a big arm.
That, too. But he was not pitched. Like, that,
I know.
That tells me something.
All right, Seth, let me ask you a question. I posed this question earlier to Rhea and James and John. I'm curious your answer. Which concerns you more tonight, the bats or the bullpen?
Well, the bats, 100%. If you don't put runs on the board, it doesn't matter what the bullpen. The bullpen can, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it does if you got those runs and the bullpen spit it up.
I think it's kind of, you know, you could. Yeah, it's a tough question because it's kind of a toss-up. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, if they were hitting the ball that first game, who knows? I mean, we won this game. They put up 7 runs. That was enough to win the first game if they did it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know, so, I mean, who knows?
All right, Seth, give me a big answer. What's quintessential 80s? Who or what?
Corey Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer. That is such a good answer.
Man.
He exists in the 80s for me.
Were you a Corey Haim fan or a Corey Feldman fan? I feel like
95% all the way. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Really?
Not even close.
I felt like it went the other way.
Nah, I was
felt
the other
like
way.
It was 95% Corey Haim.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm definitely not. Feldman. I mean, Corey Feldman ended up having the better career. I think that's inarguable.
I don't know.
I mean, he was in Goonies and The Burbs and all this stuff. I mean, Corey Feldman, I think, acted more.
The Lost Boys is one of my favorite movies.
Well, listen, Stand By Me. Which one was Stand By Me?
Corey Feldman again. He's in much more Corey Feldman, acting-wise.
But they both had some sad lives. I mean,
Corey Haim especially.
All right, let's go to Steven. He's calling from the hometown of Amy from Villanova. That would be...
What was the movie they were both
Villanova.
In? Hold on. Was it something like driving?
It was License to Drive. It was the car.
License to Drive. I saw in the theater in like 1986 or 1987. Probably... The worst movie next to Dude, Where's My Car? Really?
Well,
like
Joe,
in the history of movies.
Well, Joe versus the Volcano, I think, was actually the worst.
I think Joe versus the Volcano is a quality, like an art film, comparatively speaking.
All right, Steven and Nova. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Proudly from Villanova and outside 30th Street Station, about to get on the train.
Have a great day in New York. Good man.
Nice job.
Good man. And, so, Steven, root. Really hard, man. Really hard.
I told James it's my 59th birthday, so decided
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Get after some folks.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I will. I'm meeting my oldest son. He's 2-for-2 in NFC Championship games with me, and we were at the 08 series together. I have 3 sons, and his number's up for tonight, so we're going to bring home a win.
Good, man. That's great. That's really great. Well, listen, it should be... when you walk in there tonight, you're going to be, and I hate to say this, but it's true, the Mets fans are really going to be going nuts early. And the Phillies are going to have, you know, to stem the tide of that reality. I mean,
you have to pull a lot of weight early.
It's true. I mean, that's what the Phillies are walking into tonight. It's no joke.
No, you're right. We were there Saturday, and 2 Mets fans were behind us, and until the... 7th, we had them shut up, but it was a little annoying when things turned. So
I get it, man.
Going to go the other way.
I get it.
My contrary prediction is a big night from JT, either a triple or a home run.
Well, listen, that'd be nice. We're the inside
the
park homer.
He's had some big playoff moments. I mean, the Houston game, inside the park. He has been quiet this year, yeah.
He has, yep.
Yep.
All right, Steven, by the way, I need you to call tomorrow if you're able, because we'd love to get your sense of what it was like in the ballpark, you know, tomorrow on our show from your perspective. Give me an answer now.
Joe, I'm turning 59, not 99.
Excellent point.
Just to be clear, Steven, it was a comment on, do you know how many listeners we have? You know how many people want to be on this show? I mean, Steven, how do I know when you call at 6:23 tomorrow that there's going to be one phone line open? You catch my drift?
We're fellow St. Joe prep grads. And, there you go. That's
good man.
What
year?
1983.
Good man.
Three famous people in my class.
All right, Gannon, Burgoyne, and who's the third?
Stephen Gleason.
That's you, right?
There you go, pal.
You've used that line many times. And by the way, Steve, we won't talk about...
I didn't even put it together. I'm like, who's am I supposed to know Stephen Gleason?
Steve, we won't talk about how we lost to LaSalle the other day in four overtimes.
No, we're not mentioning that.
We're not going there.
Yeah, bad job, Stephen Gleason.
All right, Steve, give me an answer. Quintessential 80s, other than you in high school. What is it?
Oh, God. Michael Jackson.
That's a big answer.
You know, Stephen Gleason played football.
Yeah, that's who I thought he was talking about.
Yeah, that's who I thought he was talking about.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware.
Okay.
It is pretty wild, Gannon and Burgoyne. But if you don't know Burgoyne, that's the Philly fanatic.
Best friend of the Philly fanatic is who Tom Burgoyne is.
I think he actually is the Philly fanatic.
Yeah, it depends. Not everyone listening, you know, there are things you...
There you go.
He's the best friend of the
things
fanatic.
Things you don't do, Joe.
Best friend. All right, let's listen to Aaron Nola. He is hopefully going to be our best friend tonight. Big responsibility. Big. This is why you pay him $170 million to go win games like this. And to get you into games like this. I mean, it's not just this. It's to help you for 6 months be in the second round of the postseason, be in a game three. Aaron Nola, big responsibility. Obviously, you can say he was skipped over game two. You can say, well, no, it was actually a matter of just Christopher Sanchez pitching better in Philly. You can say, actually, no, it was a way of honoring Nola that he pitches better on the road than Sanchez. There's different ways you can look at it. Nola talked yesterday for the first time publicly about the fact that it was game three, not game two for him. Here's what he said.
I was fine with it. Yeah, I mean, was super happy for Sanchi to be able to pitch at home. I mean, it's incredible to pitch at home, obviously. And, you know, his first start in postseason, which was awesome. I thought he threw the ball really good. But, yeah, I mean, whatever I can do to try to contribute and try to put the team in the best chance to win, in a playoff game, whether it's home or road, I was fine with. This is a pretty cool place to play, pretty cool place to pitch. I pitched here quite a few times, and first time in the postseason. So definitely looking forward to it.
Okay.
That's what Aaron Nola as a great leader sounds like. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I do think it helped our team, and I think it set us up for, you know, two back-to-back optimal games for the Phillies.
Well, you know what could happen tonight, obviously, and you see it sometimes in the postseason. It's just the totally unexpected, wild stuff. I mean, look, chances are with Nola going, it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game, somewhere, you know, 4-3, 4-2, 5-4, 2-1, 3-0, like whatever. But every once in a while, you get those crazy games. We'll see.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah, we just got one.
Well,
good point.
We really did, James.
Yeah, we really did.
We really did. We just got a nutso... Like, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, do we understand how insane that game was?
Dude,
like, independent that it was the Super Bowl.
I say this all the time.
It was 41-33.
Not just that. My favorite stat about the Super Bowl, it is the most yards ever compiled by both teams in any NFL game ever.
That's right.
All the games ever played.
That's right.
In a Super Bowl.
That's
like,
right.
That's wild.
That the Eagles won.
That they won.
That I
and
think,
it was a back super right. fun, all that.
I think there was only one punt, I think.
Yeah, but one punt. The Eagles
right.
had one punt.
I think there was. Yeah.
That's just insane. All right, let's talk to Chuck. He's calling from Cherry Hill. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, does it get any more exciting? Hey, listen, Joe, is there any way you can do one of those KYW-type announcements and close all non-essential business at 4 o'clock today?
Yes, you're right. Here we go. Chuck, I'm going to do it right now. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here's who's off today. 220, 221, 222, 223.
People don't get that of a certain age.
No, they don't.
228.
That's great.
229.
Really, and can I offer a public announcement also?
Because
they
Rhea.
Did this, they did it the other day. It may have been because I was home for the Saturday game. No political people knocking on the door between 5 and 8.
No.
I said to the guy when it came in, I said, don't go
crazy?
And knock on anybody else's door. It will not end well. I'm here to help you.
I just won't answer the door. Keep knocking all you want.
Well, I got my dog goes
yeah,
nuts.
My
so,
dog, yeah, my dog. Well, you'll be quiet, Reuben. All right,
Chuck, go ahead,
great.
Man.
That is great. James, I don't know if you're nimble enough to bring up the baseball chart you refer to. I'd just like to share. To put a point on Judge, comparison and contrast, we've already articulated our superstar, third all-time, that type of stuff. When you look at Judge, the numbers since 18 are unbelievable. You're talking about a guy who for 19 series has hit 125, J. Judge. Okay, he doesn't have a double in 5 years.
I mean,
he's hitting 125. What? He just ended the season with a 700 slug. I mean, that's top Bonds.
Look, this used to happen to Barry Bonds. He'd get to the postseason and struggle.
100% until 0-2 or whatever it was.
0-2. That's right.
Yeah, look at it. And the thing is, I just studied the last 40 pitches.
Well, the other guy is Clayton Kershaw. I'm going to a pitcher. But the difference between regular season and postseason is just
unbelievable.
He might be the biggest example of our
it's
lifetime.
Insane.
He
probably is.
Yeah.
It is, James. James, that's the purpose of my point. That is absolutely the biggest example. And they're throwing him strikes now down the middle. That he's missing. So it's not the mistake. They are pitching him, or they're throwing the ball down the middle, belt high, and he's missing them. And our superstar locks in there, and you almost get the feeling, as my son said yesterday, Dad, you can't get him out. He can't get Harper out in a clutch situation.
Well, listen, Chuck, I'll say this. I also want to see, and he played a good game too, I want to see Trey have a big game tonight. It's a lefty pitcher. This, because it's a harder spot for Bryce. You're facing a lefty, starter. And Trey, go be a star yourself, like a star. Go do it.
Here's one thing to circle: 12 innings pitch for how do you pronounce the pitcher's name? Mets pitcher
Manaea.
Thank you. 12 innings pitch postseason, 19 hits, 15 runs. So that's his mental frame of reference going in. That I'm not real good in the post. And
he's gotten better since then, for what it's worth, as a pitcher. Yeah. So we'll see if it translates to the postseason. Chuck, give me an answer. Quintessential ladies.
My answers are always terrible. I think I may have a decent one today. How about Madonna for the
80s? Yeah,
material
girl.
But she's been around in all the other decades, too.
No, true.
Just not as...
But you think 80s.
But she was, that was big.
That's when she was the virgin that was the material girl. Mm-hmm. We're not a virgin, or like a virgin. Or
like a virgin.
Like
you
a
got
virgin.
There. Yeah, you got there.
Like a virgin, yeah. So if you're like a virgin, you're not. Right? That's what I thought.
Well, it's a big Reservoir Dogs thing, the speech that he gives.
Man, I got to go back and watch that. That's a great movie also.
Oh, it's great. He gives a whole what like a virgin is about, and it's wild.
Early 90s. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. A couple things to be decided on for Rob Thompson, and then ultimately for us as fans to figure out what's the right way to go and who's going to win the series and the whole deal. So Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles, ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question that we have today. All right, it's a big spot in the game. You get to pick one lefty. If you're Rob Thompson, are you using Alvarado or Strom? Now, let's all go on the record one more time. I forget everyone's answer. I'm Alvarado. Rhea, you're what?
Alvarado.
James?
Strom.
John?
It's Strom. I have no idea what Jose Alvarado looks like right now.
Me either, and that might be a good thing.
Might be. I mean, John, Strom has been a fiasco.
I know.
He had a 1.87 ERA this year.
I get it.
It's two outings. I can't let...
But can I say this, James? There's another part to throw into this. It would be three appearances in 4 days, and that may be, a little much also. I mean, he pitched... Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You didn't throw a ton of pitches, but that's fair.
I'm aware. But mental strain also has got to be real. I mean, this guy...
My mental strain is real when it comes to
this. Listen, I agree. And by the way, and look, I know he was great this year and it's the same motion, but the way he fidgets out there on the mound, rocking sideways, I'm like, dude, you're scaring the hell out of me now. All right.
Well, it scares the hell out of the batter, too.
When it works.
Yeah.
All right, John. Poll result I got in front of me. Who do people want Topper to go to?
62% say Matt Strom.
55% Strom, so that's a pretty good job by you. James, I agree. James, who will he choose?
So, obviously, I think both could pitch depending on the situation. I think if it's earlier in the game, he's going to go to Alvarado.
Forget early.
I think it's Strom.
Neither's been used.
I think he'll go to Matt Strom.
Okay. Second poll question, John. How do you think people voted on how this thing ends? Phil's in four, Phil's in five, Mets in four, Mets in five. Which wins the poll?
I think Phil's in five wins
it
this
does.
Pretty substantially.
All right, before I tell you that percentage, what percentage, John, do you think picked the Mets to win at all?
20.
16%. So 8% say the Mets in four.
Elliott Shore Park's a part of that, 16%.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
8% say the Mets in five. 27% say the Phillies in four. 57%. Say the
it's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Zach Wheeler will be needed to be. By the way, let me just say this. I'm just going to throw this one more thing in there. Just look, the main thing right now is to win this series, right? To win tonight's game, win the series. But there's also something to be said for winning games 3 and 4 and not needing to pitch Zach Wheeler in game 5 so he can pitch game 1
big
in the next series.
Big time.
Right?
Big time.
I mean,
do a poll and see if people are in favor of the Phillies winning games 3 and 4.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather have a game 5 here.
Guys, you know what, though? If we do need Zach Wheeler for game 5, I do feel like the flexibility that we've displayed early in this series with Sanchez going and then Aaron Nola, like it makes me feel better about flexibility in future series as well. Like with these pitchers,
well,
I know that.
Yeah, but my basic point is if Wheeler has to pitch on Friday, he ain't pitching on Sunday. I mean, he's not pitching Sunday or Monday. He's just not.
But at least it'll be Aaron Nola and then Christopher Sanchez, and then we can get to Wheeler.
All right, 215-592-9494. There's an awful lot on the line, including the Philly season in the next couple days.
So no
that's
big
a
deal.
Big one. No biggie. Just our hearts. Just our hearts. It's like she's had 37 lives as a, she reinvented herself many, many times, but she first invented herself in the 1980s. Madonna, unbelievable. All right, Phil's tonight. It's not do or die, but it's do or you could die tomorrow. And none of us want to see that. All right, let's go to the phones. Phil's and Matt's tonight. Reminder, 5:08 first pitch here on WIP. And obviously it'll be Kyle Schwarber leading the game off and then Aaron Nola a few minutes later. With the ball in his hands when it's time for the Mets to bat. All right, big game. To the phones we go. Shane right now in Deptford. Shane, good morning, buddy.
Morning. Shane's in New York.
Hold on. Shane, Phillies fan in New York, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I just moved here for work, so I'm in enemy territory for a while, which sucks, but, I get to watch my Phillies beat down the Mets tonight.
Good.
I'm fired up.
By the way, New Yorkers stink, right? Like they have bad body odor and all that. That's real, right?
It's awful. It's awful. And actually, some Phillies, Mets, Eagles, Giants, and Eagles, Ravens this year. So this is like the first time I'm in enemy territory for all of my life, and I'm going to 3 of them. So I'm taking it with my arms wide open, and I'm excited.
Good for you, my man. Well, listen.
Get after it.
Root hard tonight, man. This is a big one. So,
absolutely. But a couple things I want to say. If Bryce Harper can play 162 playoff games, he'd be the best baseball player of all time. I mean, the guy just gets locked in big moments. And you just see it in his eyes. Like you watch him during the regular season. You watch him in the playoffs. He just looks different at the plate. So, I love his prowess. But I think the offensive struggles, like, you know, in the playoffs, it's tough to hit. Like, guys have their nastiest stuff. I'm not attributing that to, like, Judge's struggles or anything, but pitching wins in the playoffs.
Well, you face better – look, Shane, you face better pitchers in the postseason. I mean, the teams that are in the postseason have good pitchers.
Absolutely. That's why I was begging for a shutdown reliever at the trade deadline. I mean, hindsight's 20/20. What we got in Austin Hayes is not great.
Look, they got enough. They're supposed to have enough relievers. I mean, if you've got 5, you're supposed to trust. You're not supposed to need a 6th. You know, I think, listen, Shane, here's what I'll say right now as it relates to the trade deadline, and you're going to see it tonight. Austin Hayes, what has he got? Yeah. What has he got?
Be helpful.
Do or die.
I mean, he is going to start tonight. He's going to get a lot of at bats. What has he got?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I think it is Phillies in 5. Again, super excited. And I think this team just has a different mentality than any other team in the playoffs. And we know that. We've seen that.
And at some point, that's going to show its head. It showed its head a little bit on Sunday.
Well, we'll say. All right, Shane, give me an answer. Quintessential 80s.
I'm thinking music, and it's Halloween season, Ghostbusters.
That's a good answer right there as well. I like that answer. All right, 215.
Although Ghostbusters has been pretty popular and getting remade lately,
but it's
to where
heyday.
There's a bunch of new ones.
He said the song, though. He was talking about the song, he said, right? I was thinking the music is what
he say the song?
He said music.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think he was mentioning how the music was a big part of it. It was a
yeah,
good
no,
part
it was
of
part of it. By the way, again, give us the best answer by the end of the show. We'll go rapid fire at the end where we turn too quickly and you can weigh in. Quintessential 80s, a who or what, 215-592-9494.
By the way, there's a picture making the rounds on social media. It looks like you and BG and John Ritchie took a picture.
There was a photograph
taken.
Yeah,
the people are responding. Goober is the top response for Joe DiCamera here.
Goober.
Well, how do you know it's about Joe?
Yeah, well,
it's not about BG.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a question before you read that.
Sure.
So Ava was talking about, because I'm in the full Phillies uniform today, and of course Ritchie was a pro athlete, and Brandon Graham is a pro athlete, and there was consideration of the caption being like two athletes and the other guy. So that's why the goober, because I don't think goober would otherwise be said, but I think
one person says, BG, I'm embarrassed for you, my guy. Standing with a grown non-athletic man in a Phillies uniform he hasn't washed in years. What an absolute laughing stock.
Well, I don't wash it. My mom washes it.
Jerry said it's just pathetic.
Not something to promote.
Cringe is something that's been said.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And let's remember, guys.
I disagree, Joe.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Well, I'll give you one. There's one response that you will like.
Okay.
And I'll tell you it.
Okay.
WIP and Studia says.
Stud in the middle, right?
The three people in that photo have a combined 262 wins and beat the Hammer. Legendary.
I appreciate that. I do. We also have a combined one strip sack in the Super Bowl from Tom Brady.
That's true.
You figure out who got it. All right. Let's talk to Jack Fritz. Why? Because he's in New York right now. They're going to do their show from New York today. The
City Field. They're doing their show from City Field today. How about that?
About that? All right. To New York we go, where the Phils and the Mets will play a game in about, 7.5 hours, something like that? Fritz is on the scene. What's up, Fritz?
Well, currently, I'm stuck in freaking traffic on the turnpike. This is the worst place on earth. I hate New York City. And I need a Met to wear one tonight. I'm mad. I'm angry. I need a Met to wear one. I hope it's Brandon Nimmo.
So you want that Nimrod plunked. Is it a ribs or a neck shot that you're throwing at him?
Neck shot? What is wrong with you?
I mean, neck
shot sounds a little dangerous.
This guy might have said some junk to JT or Sanchez the other day. It might be time for one in the neck.
Yes, we don't promote that on the air, maybe.
Yeah, listen, we're all class on this radio station, so I say ribs. Need one in the ribs.
All right.
Classic.
You're still up there. I mean, you're going up there. I can't ask you about the vibe up there yet because you're not there, right?
Not yet. I'm working. We're working our way up there. But given
are
how
you tardy?
Awkward...
Like right now, aren't you supposed to be there? Like right now,
we're not on the air for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, but Seltzer, I thought the whole point of getting Fritz on is he's going to give us the vibe from New York City, and he's sitting in New Jersey. I can tell you what it's like to be in a traffic jam in New Jersey.
Do you really need a vibe in New York City?
Yeah, I want to know if their fans are confident or not.
New York. You've been in New York City. You think that he has? Can he get any vibe from just standing around New York?
Well, you talk to people. You be a reporter. Put the big J hat
in
on.
In New York City? Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Right?
I'll tell you what's going on in New York City. It's a lot of people wearing Yankees hats. That's what's going on in New York City.
There's that, too. There's that, too. All right, Jack. All jokes aside, let me ask you a question, Jack. Which do you feel more... 7.5 hours from first pitch, excitement or nervousness?
Nervousness. And what makes me the most nervous is how freaking confident everyone is in Aaron Nola. Like, this is just still Aaron Nola that we never trust in any big spot for the last couple of years. Can someone tell me that he's going to get shelled tonight so I know what city I'm currently in? I feel like everyone's saying the same thing. Nola's going to shove tonight. Nola's going to shove tonight. And I'm confident in Nola, too. But, my God, it's just everyone... This is what we did in game one. When we get overconfident, that's when we start getting my worry.
We're a good team, Jack. Nola's going to shove. He'll give up like a solo home run.
Stop.
A solo home run doesn't mean he didn't shove. The offense just needs to get in gear,
too. All right, here's what I'd say about Nola in the postseason. He obviously faltered in 2022 the longer it went. When he pitched, I think it was in the World Series, that was one of his worst outings, is my recollection. But for the most part through two postseasons, he's been pretty damn good, man. You can't act like he's getting blown up left and right the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not. Believe me. He's been really good early in the postseason. We know. I mean, last year kind of fell apart late in that Arizona series. So I hope tonight he channels what he did in Game 2 out in St. Louis in 2022. It's a similar spot, similar stadium. But this is a different – I mean, the Phillies, you know, I think Busch Stadium is probably the most, like, true raucous crowd they've played in. I mean, some of the atmospheres they played in on the road the last two postseasons have been kind of cupcakes. I mean, Houston was a joke. Arizona was a joke. San Diego. I mean, this is a big step up in kind of tenacity tonight in City Field.
No, that's true. Well, look, the good news for you is if you get lippy, you got Ike Reese right next to you, and he can knock out a couple people.
I was that way in Houston in game one.
Jack cannot.
Jack, you can knock people out.
Jack has size, but he's a wuss.
Wait a second.
I've never been in a fight. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the funny thing is you're not a lover. You're not a lover or a fighter. I mean, you seem. What are you?
Kind of put together. Like, you were an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm sort of surprised.
Yeah. And I'm not.
You're a pacifistic athlete guy. That's cool.
Listen, my guy Jackie Moon always said, "Everyone love everyone," and that's what I'm at. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
All right, okay. Listen.
So you love the Mets fans?
All right, Jack. Good question, John.
There you go,
Jack. Have your head on a swivel tonight, but root hard, my man. Enjoy it. Yeah. We'll hear you later
Get
today.
After him.
All right, bud. Thank
business
you, Jack.
It's a business trip.
All right,
that's
going
to be ugly for them with the Mets fans walking by them.
I'm entirely aware.
I will be glued to the radio to hear that chaos.
And Spike left their station. He left their city. But Spike also called that the Mecca, right, James? Like, what am I to do with that?
Yeah, outrageous from Spike Gaskin, if we're being honest.
So now it's like, I don't know.
Oh, got to go up to the Mecca.
So you're going to go hang out with Boomer Esiason up there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My God.
Noted Mets fan, Boomer Esiason. Let's not forget. Big-time Mets fan, Boomer.
With that said, on a game day. Let's hype it up. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I want to apologize to the Phillies, the entire fan base, the Delaware Valley, the Philadelphia area, on how wrong I was on my time's yours message. Anybody that thinks we're going to win this series is in a fantasy world. Obviously, they started swinging in the zone, and now they're going to win the series. My apologies to everybody. Go Phillies!
That's kind of funny, actually. That's good work by
Wechter
putting that together.
I wish I was as optimistic as WIP is. I listened all day to every show, all the callers. It seems like they won the World Series. Last time I checked, they were two meatballs away from being down 0-2. They're 1-3 in their last four, best home field advantage kind of thing. And the Mets have their ace go in game three. I must be missing something. I don't feel nearly as confident as everybody else.
Ye of little faith. You know, sometimes when you have your ace up, it doesn't work out for you either. That's happened to us recently.
Well, it has. All right, let me just say two things. One, I actually vibe with your point a little bit. Like, we should not be overconfident at all, and I'm not overconfident. I think the Phillies will win, but it's not like it's a dramatic difference. But here's what I'll say, and I like this. Number two, greater than number one. The Phillies' number two pitcher is better than the Mets' ace. And that's part of what gives me confidence.
I think the Phillies split in New York. They wrap it up here by the weekend. Game five, Wheeler, no doubt.
Well, listen, if you get there, you got a good shot. And again, just one more time. We did this yesterday. Rhea, you take a split in New York or you don't?
No, I said I would take a split.
And James, you were?
I would not take it, but I expect it. I think it's going five, but I would not take a split.
And John, remind me where you were when we discussed this yesterday. I hand you a split. Do you take it or throw it back?
Yes, I expect that's what we'll have to do.
Because of Wheeler, you trust that scenario?
Yes, it does get scary.
Friday would be a scary show.
I'm fine with going Aaron Nola and Sanchez and then Wheeler in the next series.
All right. I mean, I'll tell you what. If we do the nervous or excited Friday.
Oh, buddy.
Entering a game
five. I think
five,
we know our topic already, but I think everyone's going to be nervous.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Joey. It's your mother again. You look so cute in your baseball costume. I washed it for you and fixed your socks. You look so silly. Have a great day. Love you, bunny.
Thank you. Well,
your mom calls it a costume.
Mom, I appreciate that. Look, the uniform, I'm leaning in, guys. Now, I need them to do it this year because this thing might go the way of the dodo bird if they lose after this.
Why?
Well, yeah, because it'll be three times. No, yeah. If it doesn't work this year, this whole thing is done.
I mean,
yeah,
this
it's just what it is.
This is a big deal. I'm leaning in. I need the Phillies to lean in. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
The big thing, obviously, tonight is Aaron Nola. I mean, there's no player more important in a baseball playoff game than the starting pitcher, just the way it goes. He's going to have the ball in his hands. He's got major responsibility. Joe Conklin, as he did last year, but this year with a twist, getting us ready for a specific game, a moment. Nola in New York has dialed up Nola, or should I say Lola, or should I say Conklin?
From up in Queens to down in Old Soho, they know the Mets are gonna lose. Yes, it's time to go, Aaron Nola, and now L.A. Nola. The guy's gonna lead us as we bounce back. Aaron's on the hill as the Mets get whacked because of Nola. And now L.A. Nola. No, 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 Nola. Yeah, sit down, Mets. Time to say goodnight. Nola's at his best when the lights are bright. Picks his teammates up, puts them on his back. Great to see the Phillies bats attack. Well, we've got the world's most passionate fans. Even up in Queens, we'll be for the Phils. It's a fired up, jacked up, pumped up town with friggin' Nola. And no way, Nola. He's gonna pick us up like he did before. Mow the Mets down, show them the door. Aaron Nola takes us by the hand. Everyone sees it and they understand. The Mets have the world's most obnoxious fans. They stink real bad like a garbage can, but we got no.
I'm getting increasingly fired up here. Man, it's a big moment in Philadelphia sports tonight. We want to thank Conklin, obviously, major contribution to the show. Make sure you see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Cherokee High School, on Saturday, October 26th, and also at the Media Theater on State Street and Media on Saturday, November 16th. Conklin is phenomenal. His shows, it's the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night 360 at Parks Casino next Thursday, October 17th. See Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, we're getting low on time here, so we unfortunately got to get right to naming a winner for Quintessential Ladies. Can't turn two today because we're low on time. Here's what we got, Quintessential Ladies. Remember, earlier today we said who or what. Doesn't have to be the most prominent, but something like when you think of this person or thing, you really think of the 80s. Michael Jackson was big, obviously, but also crossed another decade. Same thing with Madonna. MTV was really big in the 80s.
MTV is a massive answer.
Might win. Montana's a big answer. The DeLorean is a big answer. AIDS is a big answer. WrestleMania and Corey Feldman are big answers. I lean MTV.
MTV and Corey MTV. Feldman are my two favorites.
Yeah. MTV.
MTV?
Yeah.
Yep. MTV got it. Gary, first caller today. Once we put that topic out, Gary, nice job with the winning answer.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.